Here's a story about a technology. The school year is still fairly new, but we may have already found the worst bus ride in Pennsylvania. We take you to the West Shore School District in Cumberland County, where some parents said the kids were missing after school for hours. Who's to blame? GPS and a substitute bus driver. I remember having tons of substitute teachers. Yeah. I don't recall a lot of substitute bus drivers back in my day.
Mm-hmm.
The substitute driver had a van load of kids, was going home using GPS, which is not surprising. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, when the driver entered a street address, instead of entering the town of Lewisberry, which is in Cumberland County, the driver put in the street name, which was the same as a town in Harrisburg, PA.
Oh, no.
That's 30 miles away.
Yeah, so he's taking him the wrong place.
And the driver never had a chance. Yeah. Around 4:20 in the afternoon, I don't know when the school lets out, 3, 3:15?
Right, about right.
Around 4:20, the driver called the supervisor, I am lost. All is lost. I don't know where I am. The district said they contacted the affected families, and the van started heading back to the right town.
Mm-hmm.
GPS put them on the interstate, Interstate 83. But if you have GPS in your car, sometimes when traffic is heavy and there's an accident, they reroute you off the interstate, which is what happened.
Oh.
And the driver got lost on the back roads.
Oh, my God. He's in the middle of nowhere, and the kids are with him.
At 5 p.m., the driver was told, park it. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Lewisberry, the driver parked the van, and the parents had to go pick up their kids.
Nightmare for parents, my God. And that poor guy, I feel bad for him, though, don't you? I mean,
a little bit.
He's a substitute.
You know, I'm not even supposed to be here.
I tell you, I was surprised when I was in New York City a month and a half ago. In fact, B.B. Shea had recommended a pizza place called John's of Bleecker, and it was fantastic. Well, I had just walked across the Brooklyn Bridge, and I looked at my phone, and it was a long walk. So there was a cab sitting right there. So I was like, I just raised my hand. He let me in, and I said, John's of Bleecker. And I said, it's such and such Bleecker Street. And he goes, man, just put it in your GPS.
What's that? The taxi driver told you to?
He goes, put it in your GPS, man. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, I don't know where that is. So I had to dial it up.
Aren't you the New York guy?
So I put it in my GPS, and I turned it to him. He's like, all right, just hold it up in the window, and I'll be able to see it. So I held it through the little partition so he could look on my GPS.
The one that you can't get a gun through?
That's right. I was.
Can you see? I hold up the mirror, just make the opposite turn.
They're just not the same as they used to be.
Travis Bickle would never.
No, never.
Good name. If you know, you know. That's right. In fact, we got there, and I didn't see it. And he goes, it's around here somewhere. So it was like,
how is Uber putting them out of business?
I don't know. That was really rough. I was really surprised.